Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Paul Slavolepsky's play, The Return of Elvis Dubuisani with Ashley Dowd, is currently showing at Daphne Kun's Sandton Theatre on the Square. And in Daphne's words, it is a truly South African story, a classic that continues to resonate, move, and uplift audiences time and time again. Ashley Dowd is Cape Town based and known for his various TV roles on shows such as Scandal, Isidingo, and Binnenlanders. He has also hosted and co-presented lifestyle and travel shows such as Another Side of Africa and Going Nowhere Slowly. He is my guest now to tell me about his character in this play. Ashley, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can also hear me echoing. So just give me a second while Craig figures out why this is happening.
Should I keep talking?
Is that better? Yay! I think Craig sorted our problem. Craig? Are we looking good? Ashley, can you hear me?
Any better?
Yeah.
Any better?
Echoing.
I'm still echoing. Still getting an echo.
Okay, so I'm going to do little talking, Ashley, and you're going to do lots of talking so we don't get that echo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you too.
Ashley,
it says Paul's writing captures with such authenticity, blending humor, heartbreak, and hope in a way that feels both deeply personal and universally understood. And that is how Daphne described the play, and I can absolutely second that. It was a beautiful performance, and really, what does it take, though, from you as a person to prepare for such a complicated character like the return of Dubuisani? Okay, now I can't hear you.
Yeah, what it takes to prepare is, it took us a month together, working together, myself and Paul Slab. We'd make a real routine of it and work hard at the text. You know, I'd met Paul a few months earlier, maybe even a year earlier, and I'd mooted this idea of doing Elvis Dubuisani. And he warned me. He said, you know, when you do the show, you've got to eat, sleep, and drink Elvis Dubuisani, because it's a story that really has to get under your skin, but it also has to be something that you really prepare for physically, because it's a really tough workout. You know, it's just short of a rugby game. So it's like passing the ball to yourself and scoring on both sides, really. But a lot of it is learning Paul's language. You know, Paul grew up in Moerfontein and Witbank. So we took drives around the areas as well, and he showed me the dam where he used to go sliding down the back of the dam wall on cardboard boxes and going playing clay lots with the kids around the neighborhood. And then we worked hard on developing characters that were true to the voice that he gave them on the page, but not necessarily exactly the way that he imprinted them on people's memories. Because Paul performed the show about 30 years ago, and it's quite a giant to kind of encounter. To be able to match that was quite something. And to be able to bring your own sensibilities, your own vision of who those characters are and what they're going through, you know. I mean, for instance, it takes a while it's a slow burn to understand what that kind of toxic, it's a buzzword now, but that sort of toxic masculinity of his father does to him. Essentially, it's PTSD. And as an audience, if you remember, you get sort of flashes of what's happening in the build-up towards the big event that happens towards the end of the play. There are little clues that feed you. So it's quite psychological as well. And just to understand in his memory, when Eddie encounters these memories as flashes in front of him, he might not quite understand them initially, but they start growing on him. And by the end of this particular evening of his, he's able to confront the big one and actually make the leap And that's really important, you know. He stands on the edge of this precipice, and either he backs away and he says, I don't know what to do now. Do I go back home and just crawl into bed and just pretend that everything's okay? Or do I just go get into my car and drive until I wreck myself or take myself out? But he doesn't. He manages to do something even braver than that. And I think, so in explaining, you know, how much it took to get to that point, I think it's just trying to understand the arc of that story.
Yeah, it was incredible and so beautifully told. You talk about driving around, and that gives you that sense of nostalgia. I mean, I think that's what makes it so real and so relatable. And in many ways, the PTSD of a certain generation and how it impacts on the next generation is universal and personal at the same time. And it just all comes together in such a meaningful way. What can people expect? What would you like people to go with when they go and see the play?
You know, I'm a bit loath to hanker on the tragedy of it, because people go, oh, gee, it's not the time now for tragedy. We want to go and have a good laugh. Because Paul writes with a kind of, he writes with a kind of bittersweet humor. And his comedy is high comedy as well. And he mixes it. He says, you can't just arrive with a story about tragedy. It's got to come out of laughter as well. There's got to be that yin and yang. And that's what Paul presents you with. So it's going along for the ride, and it's quite a journey, I think, to really relive some of the nostalgia. And I mean, those hectic for me, those hectic moments to go into a cinema and to relive the Dick Tracy movie and to come out of and say, that is what we used to do as kids, is to be in this crowd of kids watching our favorite superhero on the big screen. You know, that was community, that was socializing. And then stepping out of it and saying, well, you know, yes, this, as you say, it is a universal kind of trauma, this PTSD. In the midst of all that, what was happening underneath it was this the after effects of a PTSD scenario. And heck, we're no closer to understanding healthy relationships in our world. It's not like that is dated and that is so old, that kind of trauma is bygone. You know, we are going through war now. We are going through many wars, and we're seeing the same kind of effects, the knock-on effects.
You spoke about when you ask yourself, what do I do now? And it's kind of like you verbalize in many ways what I imagine many of the audience were thinking as well, like, what happens now? And I think you take that story with you throughout, that we also are sitting on a cliff edge, wondering what is going to happen.
Yes. I'm quite curious about that moment, because it could go anywhere, right? I mean, the story could go anywhere at that point. And I guess you are, as an audience, going, heck, what does he do? I mean, what would I do? You know, I suppose as an audience member, you're going, I don't know what I would do. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are saying, well, yes, I do creep into bed every night and pretend everything's well. Sadly, it is too much to expect to actually confront the abyss. It's a big moment, and I think I'm happy that you said that, because I think it's great that audiences are wondering, and I think the that denouement, that sort of moment that kicks into the final big inferno is important. There's a stillness about it where you're waiting, you think, oh, heck, I didn't, that came from nowhere. That came from left field, and that's taken us completely by surprise.
Yeah, we have to kind of wrap up, but before we do, I just also want to commend you, because while you're telling the one story, you're telling the story both of South Africa, both of the war, both of family dynamics, and also living in growing up in a small town or on the edge of town, And to for one person to be telling all those stories as masterfully as what you do is worth seeing that play in and of itself.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
So, again, if you want to see theatre at its best, please go to the Sandton Theatre at the Square. How long is the run?
We're running until the 4th of May. That's our final day.
Okay. Sorry?
Then I moved on to Durban with it.
Okay. So we encourage the community, again, to go and see this play. It is The Return of Elvis Dubisani. It is at the Sandton Theatre at the Square. You can always get tickets at Quicket, or if you phone the theatre, Web tickets, or my favourite, phone the theatre itself. You might even get Daphne answering. So that please go ahead and do that. That is Anthony Dowd, Cape Town-based actor and theatre producer, and he is talking about his show, The Return of Elvis Dubisani.